Hello again, this is Thompson Smiley with another of these incidents where we take something from my Louisville magazine column, Smiley's Picks, into the studios of WUOL. But this is something I found out about too late to include in my Louisville magazine. So it's a great pleasure to welcome once again Alice Grace Stites and to congratulate her on her new job.
Thank you, Thompson. It's a pleasure to be back.
Tell us about the job.
I've been named Chief Curator and Director of Art Programming for 21C Museum. 21C is a growing organization. Their 21C Museum Hotel Cincinnati will open next fall in late October of 2011 and in 2013 in Bentonville, Arkansas. So we are developing programming, exhibitions, lectures, all sorts of cultural programming for all of these venues, things that will happen in Louisville, the exhibitions that you're used to seeing when you come down to 21C, the music that you're used to hearing, poetry readings, new programming, and then thinking about how those same kinds of things can happen in these new venues. So that 21C will not only be the first museum dedicated to collecting and exhibiting the work of 21st century artists, but will also be the first museum that will exist in multiple venues as the organization grows. So it's a really exciting time of change and development and the ability to reach a broader audience and grow our commitment to exhibiting and commissioning the most dynamic work by the most dynamic artists of the 21st century.
And you're off to a terrific start, aren't you? I mean, historically speaking, because in the years since 21C opened, six years ago, it's established itself, the hotel has, as one of the outstanding landmarks of the United States. I mean, I'm not exaggerating that. When you see these lists on things like Condé Nast and the like of the most interesting, or they don't say funky, but the most unusual and challenging and interesting hotels in the world, 21C is quite often at the top of the list.
21C Hotel has landed on the best hotel in the world list many times and being named the top hotel by Condé Nast Traveler for 2 years in a row. So we're very proud of that. And I believe that the art is at the heart of it. The exhibitions there, the other programming, the installations, that creates a unique experience for our visitors and has really shaped the appeal and the success of 21C.
Has it been a kind of synergy? I mean, the guests are attracted by the cutting edge, is an awful cliche, nature of the design of the hotel and its lobby space and its permanent exhibits and that sort of stuff are also drawn to the art. And presumably there are artistic tourists who are also drawn to be customers of the hotel.
Absolutely. It's a seamless experience, of course. When you walk into the lobby, you're in the midst of an exhibition gallery. Unlike going to a traditional museum, you don't have the sense of stepping over the edge into an educational institution. You step right in, you're surrounded by the art. So the guests, they can't help but encounter the art. And it does have an infectious appeal. There's so much energy in new ideas through the images and the sculpture, in the elevator lobby, in the elevators themselves, in the rooms, throughout the spaces, that is a big part of the attraction. Yes,
I was very excited to get an email the other day from Rachel Grimes. Rachel is involved in an organization that is going to showcase new music in the hotel. And this seems to me, I'll be interviewing her at some later date, but this seems to me to be, you know, the way to do it for music. And that is to make it available to people where they might happen to be anyway, and they experience it tangentially, so to speak, rather than say, oh my God, I have to go to a concert modern music tonight. You've done this brilliantly, I think, with the visual arts. But then I've always thought, at least thought in the last 10 or 15 years, that Louisville is much more receptive to, here we go again, the cutting edge, the latest trends in visual art than they are in either poetry or drama. Would you agree?
Not necessarily, but that may be because I'm less aware than I should be of the I think there's a lot of support for the dramatic arts. I mean, look at the success of the Humana Festival and everything that happens at Actors Theatre, and there's so many other theatre companies in town. I believe the success of the visual arts in Louisville is tied to a very committed group of leaders, people like Laura Lee Brown and Steve Wilson, who have broadened the audience by sharing their collection and commissioning works of art. 21C has certainly promoted contemporary art and given people access to it in a way that makes it friendly, even though some of the ideas are quite provocative.
And fun.
That's very important. I always say you can reach a lot more people through pleasure than you can pedagogy. And it doesn't mean that you're not engaging in very serious kinds of cultural programming. The exhibition that we have opening in just under 2 weeks is a museum exhibition that was organized by the North Carolina Museum of Art. It has traveled to the Telfair Museums in Savannah and is coming to Louisville, opening January 28th. Anthony Guaicalea is the artist. The exhibition is Alter Ego, a decade of work by Anthony Guaicalea. This is a wonderfully accessible, beautiful, exciting exhibition that I believe everyone will enjoy. But it's also a very serious endeavor.
Right. And my profound knowledge of the work of Guaicalea is restricted to leafing through your lovely art book just before we came on the air. But yes, I mean, his art is extremely approachable and will give great pleasure at the most basic aesthetic level. Though I imagine you're going to tell me there's a great deal more to it than just these beautiful, beautiful photographs.
Yes. Anthony Guaicalea is just 40 years old. He's a very prolific and visionary artist. Came to prominence in the 1990s with a series of stage photographs that included multiple self-portraits. In other words, he replicated himself through in these digitally altered photographs, looking quite young. Most of the subject of these were rites of passage for adolescent males, some of which would look like familiar boyhood capers. There's a group of young boys sitting on steps having their class picture taken, all kind of cutting up, looking angry, sad, the whole range of emotion. This might look like a familiar scene. Others will look uncannily unfamiliar. There are scenes of boys in forests or running through forests in hooded capes, sitting around a bonfire. This looks like something that you might have experienced, and yet there's something very haunting, dreamlike,
disturbing, uncanny
going on. So it's that combination of sort of the humorous and the horrific that you'll start to notice when you take a closer look at the photographs and the videos. He then began using models in his work, but they were, again, mostly young boys and men acting out various rituals and scenes that could be both realistic and almost in fairy tale tableau. He has begun using archival images, family portraits. Guaicalea is a first-generation Cuban-American. His parents came to this country in 1961, just after Castro's rise to power. And like many immigrants, Anthony feels a sense of alienation, of dislocation from his own past, from his own heritage. Mm-hmm. So he's begun mining those issues in a new body of work that includes photographs, beautiful drawings on Mylar, graphite and ink drawing on Mylar, as well as paintings that explore his past and that of his family's his extended family's heritage.
Well, let's make sure that everyone who's listening to us gets to see this. But does it have an official opening?
I mean, yes. The exhibition opens on Saturday, January 28th. Anthony Guaicalea will be in town and will be giving a lecture at 21C Museum beginning at 6 p.m. This lecture is free and open to the public.
And thereafter?
And thereafter, it will be open, as are all exhibitions at 21C, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'd like to welcome you to the hotel. There may be I will be giving a curator's talk on Friday, February 3rd. Time to be announced, probably 6 o'clock. And if anyone is very interested, we also will be having a dinner with Anthony on January 28th, and tickets are available via 21C Museum Hotel.
And tickets for the dinner, but the exhibit itself is open, free to the public.
Absolutely.
This, I think, again, is another, I mean, it's not exactly an innovation, but it's a brilliant key, I think, to having people pop in and maybe enjoy it once and think it's kind of funny, I'll come back and check on it again, that you can come back and make multiple visits. Well, Alice Gray Stites, newly appointed Chief Curator and Director of Art Programming at 21C Museum, thank you very much.
Thank you.